This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you, everybody? Welcome to the program. Glad to have you along today. It's Monday, so we're going to focus on the North Dakota legislature today. President Trump has talked to reporters out on the White House lawn. I can't believe he even has to say, I never worked for Russia. But he did, because of these despicable deep staters, both in the media and in the quiet shadows in the halls of the government of Washington, D.C. I'm telling
you, folks, he be gaining by working with Russia? Because isn't Trump in really pretty much America first, and if anything, isolationist and not conspiratorial?
It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely 100% ridiculous.
It seems crazy.
Heidi Heitkamp joined the fake news brigade over the weekend. She was on This Week.
Oh, I missed it. What happened?
Yeah, she's on the panel, kind of, looking as though she might be auditioning for a gig there on ABC. So, stay tuned. We always knew she was of Washington. Now the secret's out, I guess. Even though North Dakotans didn't think it much of a secret, because they said, one and done. Yeah. So that was rather...
I guess MSNBC's already taken their token North Dakota redhead, or...
I don't know what the deal is there. I don't know what the... That part would be good. Have North Dakota representation there. But
oh, sure, absolutely.
We probably should have people that actually represent the views of North Dakota on there. It's the only thing, but, you know...
Give us all something to talk about.
Exactly. So, as I mentioned, all things legislature today, we're going to start with Rich Warder, the Senate Majority Leader, here in a moment. We're going to talk with the folks, Tammy Eibach from the North Dakota... North Dakotans, rather, for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, and talk a little bit about energy costs and the benefit in the energy mix of having a wind in there to your bottom line. Bob Harms as well, who's been working with that group and walks the halls of the legislature. Ron Ness, President of North Dakota Petroleum Council, in our next hour. And Ron, too, could talk a little bit about certainly Ron is experienced in the ways the legislature works, and we look forward to chatting with him about oil revenue is really the big ball game when it comes to the legislature. So we'll talk a little bit about what he anticipates oil revenue will be this year and just find out about the priorities for the industry. So if you have questions or comments for any of them, love them. We love them. We love them. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. And studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com for your emails. The Majority Leader of the North Dakota Senate, Rich Warder, joins us now. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Nice to have you on the program. How's the new session feel so far?
Well, I'll tell you what, it has really been busy. Everybody is kind of moving and grooving. There's a lot of things to do, and I don't see anybody sitting around doing nothing. For me personally, this is one of the busiest starts I've ever been involved in.
I heard some people saying that last week that, you know, in the past, there's a few days to sort of get your feet underneath you, but this year was just boom, go right away, right?
It was, and partly it was because we did the State of the Tribe, State of the Judiciary, and State of the State that was all done in one day, and that was out of the way. There was no more pomp and ceremony. Usually it was 3 days, but those each one on a separate day, and you had time to kind of get your bills drafted and all that. But not this year. The second day of the session, everybody was in committee and then trying to get their bills drafted and stuff. So it increased the intensity around here.
How will you gauge the success of this session? What will be what will be the key when we get done? April, early May, what will it be?
Well, I think the big thing is that we are able to take care of some of the necessities. I'm going to call them necessities. I'm talking about long-term care, developmentally disabled, making sure that the people that work in that industry are able to get their inflationary increase. And for that's one thing. That's basic. That is our foundation. Because if we don't, we're going to lose people that to work in those industries. We got to make sure that we keep them there. People say, well, you know, we're spending way too much on long-term care. We are working to try, Scott, to move long-term care, keep people in their homes so that we reduce the cost. But you know what the problem is? Even if we have the money and the resources there, there's no providers. And we're working on trying to get more providers in these communities, work on programs so that we can keep people in their homes rather than in the nursing homes. But in the meantime, you still have to make sure that our long-term care homes survive. And it's not so big of a problem with some of the bigger ones in the bigger communities, but in the small communities, it's an issue. And then we want to take care of education. You know, we got to make sure we take care of our teachers in a K-12 education, state employees. But then we need to be looking into the future. For example, the unmanned aircraft systems up at Grand Forks. The governor's put $30 million in for that. I support that, and because that is going to create jobs into the future, Scott. But not only is it going to create jobs in that industry itself, high-tech jobs, high-paying jobs in our communities, but it's going to have a tremendous impact on energy. In other words, they can fly these unmanned aircraft over the pipelines, over the transmission lines. We're going to be able to find and solve leaks and things of that nature in our pipelines before they create too much of a problem. Also, in agriculture, it's huge. You can fly in these fields, and they can map the soils. They can map how many weeds are out there. They can map insects, all that kind of stuff, how much fertilizer they can put on. So I see that industry as having a huge impact, and that if we have supported that when we're done, I would say that is a real win for us. So, and then making sure that the infrastructure, as you know, the Operation Prairie Dog, and then we've got a loan package for that to go out there so people can get their infrastructure up to date. Now, when we talk about infrastructure, we're talking about streets, roads, bridges, sewer and water lines in our communities. If we don't have those things, people aren't going to want to come and live here. So the towns that are still viable, I've got to have these things. And so those are some things that I see going forward that we need to get done. And well, I will consider it a success if we do some of these things. And I believe that we're looking forward and still taking care of the foundation.
You mentioned long-term care first and reform there. Is that a matter of dollars and cents? Is that more investment necessary there to get to where you're talking about, or just to find some way to incentivize more providers?
Well, we're going to try to incentivize more providers to get out there. That is a must. But in the meantime, we still have to make sure we take care of those that are in the nursing homes and in the long-term care facilities. And of course, people don't understand that we cut the Medicaid reimbursement to nursing homes, not this, the biennium before this one we're in now. And so when the Medicaid came down, so did the private pay because we are an equal rates state. In other words, private pay does not pay more than those that are under Medicaid, and rightly so. But if you're in the nursing home, you took a cut there, and then you got no increase. And so now they're sitting a little bit behind the eight ball because they've spent some of their reserves, but they still have to keep the quality staff there to take care of these people. So they're hurting just a little bit.
You mentioned also the $30 million investment in UAS on the technology side in the governor's budget. How much of the governor's budget do you think ultimately will, guide the legislative spending? You think there's some synergy between the legislature and what the governor is looking for in spending priorities?
Well, I do. I think that's one. I think that he has some money in there for career academies. And for those that don't know what that is nothing more than career and tech. We, and I back him 100% on that one too, that he's got $30 million for that, that we start building these. And what is a career in tech, and how are we going to do this? I go to Bismarck here, and Bismarck State College and Bismarck Public Schools for years have had a cooperative program where they had a building where they taught career and tech classes. Well, they have grown to the point where they have two buildings now. Bismarck State has theirs, and Bismarck Public Schools has theirs, but they're teaching skills. And if you go out into the oil patch or you go up into the coal country, you will see all these control boards up there and the people running them. Where did you go to school? Bismarck State. And so we need more people out in the industries all across the state that have technical skills. And
hang
so
tight, if you would, Rich, we'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. This is What's On Your Mind.
More of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again.
Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues creeping into your positive and sunny views?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Juice from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner pizza.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now is the time to be kicking some tires on a new sprayer. The 2019s are looking good at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. And some of the features on those 2019s are pretty amazing. AS1040, AS1240, ask about those. And they are very nice. Very nice. And they're affordable. Most affordable self-propelled sprayer in the industry, hands down. But that doesn't mean low quality. Don't you think? Don't think for a minute that means they're less quality. In fact, the exact opposite. You take the budget that you slated for one round of custom applications and pay the down payment of a model year 2019 Apache sprayer. Think about that. And, of course, High Plains Apache, 24-7, they're there for you. With RS1 support, 24-hour part shipping and more, experience the industry's best warranty, 2-year bumper-to-bumper, plus 5-year drivetrain coverage. 663-2375, the number to call them, and Mandan. They're also right by Culver's there. They're also south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60. And online at highplainsapache.com. Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, with us. Mondays, we focus on the happenings of the state legislators in our region. And a lot of that time will be spent in North Dakota. If you have a question or comment for Rich, now is the time to get it in. 258-0550 on anything that's before the legislature this go-around. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's talk about the legacy fund for a minute. What are your rules? I know everybody has a different idea of what the fund can be used for, an interpretation of the original rules when it was passed by the voters. But what do you see as the boundaries, Rich?
Well, first of all, the boundaries are simply that we could, by two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate, they both have to have a two-thirds vote, we could spend up to 15% of the principal. And use it for whatever we felt necessary. However, I think most legislators want to leave the principal alone. So the debate is whether to open up and use the principal in any way or just use the earnings. So that's really the debate that's going on down here. The thing that I want people to know that when the stock market went down, we lost some of our earnings in the legacy fund. And if it recovers, we'll probably be just fine. But it wasn't a lot, but we still went down more than we anticipated in our forecast.
There is a debate regarding the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in your neighborhood, something that is evidently supported by the Park Service and members of the Teddy Roosevelt family and corporate America and everything else. The governor has proposed a $50 million expenditure of those earnings from the fund towards this legacy project, as he calls it, something that will be there for a long time, attract people to North Dakota and whatnot. It would, if the $50 million is expended, there has to be a 2-to-1 match. So it would have to be match it with $100 million, therefore leveraging the 50 into 150 as part of the overall project. Do you support that?
No, not 50. Maybe something less than that might work. I can tell you right now that we have other needs that need to be taken care of. Now, if maybe we cut it in half and we said 25 and worked out maybe instead of a 2-to-1, maybe it's a 3-to-1. Because I was always told that if that library moved to Medora, we could raise money a lot easier from the private sector. That's what I was told. So I'm saying, okay, let's try it. And I'm not sure whether that concept will make it through this session. I don't, there's a lot of people here, a lot of legislators here. They're very skeptical of it. But $50 million, I don't support. Something less would say 25. Maybe we could work on something like that and see if that would make it. There's no question that if we did have that library and museum for Theodore Roosevelt in Medora, it would bring a lot of people to this state. There's no question about that.
I know there were some people in Dickinson that had been working on a project similar to this for a long time and were none too happy when the project evolved into one at the park. I also have heard the arguments on this being, the only park named after a president. This would be part of a package to, reform the entrance to the park. And, there are some reasons for that. But Has the bitterness, for lack of a better term, settled down on that issue with your fellow folks in Dickinson?
Oh, there's some of them that are still a little bit bitter about it. I was on the board, Scott, so I was right there in the trenches on that thing. And I'm past it. I'm moving on. I don't have time to sit and worry about that anymore. But there are a few people in Dickinson that are very, very upset about the fact that it was pulled. And the big thing is, if we do this particular project, we do feel that there's some money that has to be put in endowment for the digitization of the records, which is done at Dickinson State. So if there is a proposal that comes forward, there will be something for Dickinson State in there, not for the college itself, but for the digitization of the Theodore Roosevelt records, which they've got about over a third of them done, and they've worked hard on it over the years.
A call from John in Washburn with healthcare-related question for the Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hi. I saw a nurse, a North Dakota nurse on local TV not long ago, say that under Obamacare we went from 13 healthcare providers to two. I mean, is there any way to extricate ourselves from these policies that he passed that were clearly designed to fail? And that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, I really don't have an answer for you, John, other than to say that North Dakota has stayed out of it. We did not have our own Obamacare group in the state. We let the feds do it. I'm not sure if we're down to two or not when it comes to the insurances that we have. When it comes to long-term care, that I would have to do some research on.
We talked to the governor last week and asked him about Operation Prairie Dog, the infrastructure package, the SIF fund, as you call it, set aside for infrastructure. He said, yeah, he was for it, but he didn't see it even as having much impact on this session because the funds would obviously be from the next biennium, as I understand it. But tell us a little bit about that plan. How's it coming?
Well, I think there is a lot of support for it. You know, people have the infrastructure needs across the state, and everybody's quite excited about it. Now, he's absolutely correct. It does not have anything to do with this biennium. It is next biennium's oil money at the bottom bucket, the Strategic Infrastructure and Investment Fund. That's, we call it SIF. It's the bottom bucket. It's cash. So before we move into the next biennium, you have cash in it, and it's not on the come. And so that's where this money would come, and it would not use up all of the SIF. It would use part of it. It dedicates some of that oil money to infrastructure outside of oil country. And it's going to we're going to be talking about roads and bridges. That's for counties and townships. And then in the cities, you're going to be talking about streets, curb and gutter, and water lines and sewer lines.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to be there following it every step of the way. Look forward to more conversations like this throughout the session. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're
listening
to
the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here, tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are no votes scheduled in Congress today aimed at ending the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, now in its 24th day. There are no meetings between the president and Democratic leaders either, though the president's been tweeting this morning about the shutdown, writing this morning that Nancy and Crying Chuck, referring to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, could end the shutdown in 15 minutes. GOP Congressman Steve King's recent comments about white supremacy prompting a response from some fellow Republicans, including the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
That language has no place in America. That is not the America I know, and it's most definitely not the party of Lincoln.
King recently asking why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive. McCarthy saying he's going to meet with King today to have a serious conversation about his future role in the party. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Back on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. We're following the legislative session, keep you abreast of what's happening there. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council a little later. We had Rich Warner a moment ago, and right now we're going to talk with Tammy Eibach and Bob Harms a little bit about some things happening at the session, and also about the cost of energy, something that a lot of be front in mind for everybody, because we're lucky enough to have it in a pretty good place in North Dakota, but you got to protect it. There's no doubt about that. Tammy is the director of the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Welcome back, Tammy. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. How about you?
Wonderful. Bob Harms, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott.
And Bob spent some time talking with the legislators about the priorities of NDCES, and so that's what we're going to spend a little time talking about that today. Mainly energy costs. What's the number one priority from your perspective, Tammy, on keeping energy costs low?
Oh, well, a priority is, of course, is to keep those energy costs low because it affects everybody's pocketbook here in North Dakota. And we have some of the most affordable, least expensive energy costs in the country. I was just looking at some stats this morning. North Dakotans pay about 8.78 cents per kilowatt. And that's, I think we're probably in the top 10% of the least, most affordable energy costs across the country.
Why is that?
Why? We have a good mix of oil, gas, coal, and wind that hits the grid system.
So we're living the all of the above. We're not just talking about it. We're actually doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remember last week we started talking about some of that polling data that North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions put together at the end of November? There's a key component there to that. 82% of statewide voters would like to see continued investment or actual more investment in wind energy development. And consumers are starting to understand that the right mix of energy involves wind, and wind can help keep your energy costs low.
So, Bob, when you're talking to legislators, is the price of energy, is the cost of energy, is the some of the numbers that Tammy talked about, is that on their radar? Is that front and center?
Well, Scott, I don't think it is, but that's part of the reason that Tammy and I are working to bring these kinds of data points to the public and to the legislators. The idea that North Dakota is consistently one of the top 5 to 10 states in the country with the lowest price for electricity nationwide. And you ask, why is that? And it's really a factor of a couple of things. Years ago, we created the system of coal-fired power plants that are located next to the mine mouth. So all we transport to our customers in 29 other states or 28 other states is electricity. We don't ship the hard product coal. So that's one reason it's we have cheap electricity rates in North Dakota. And then the other is the advent of wind, the onset of wind development in North Dakota the last couple of decades. And so those two factors combined, I think, help us to create that low energy price or electricity price for farmers, ranchers, businessmen and women and homeowners in North Dakota. But I think generally the price of electricity is not a key factor generally when legislators are looking at these things. And like I said, that's one of the reasons we want to make that a more prominent point that the public understands and legislators as well.
Yeah, because it would seem to me that's where they're going to feel it. Consumers are going to feel it, and that's where they sort of say, hey, what's the solution? How are we fixing this? Texter wants to know, if it's not windy, is that why I see turbines standing still, nobody getting energy generated by wind? Is that how it works, Tammy? If it isn't windy, nobody gets energy?
That's not true. That's a misnomer out there, that if it isn't windy in North Dakota, nobody's getting energy. But coal plants, wind turbines, natural gas plants all produce energy, and this energy is transferred by transmission lines to an electrical grid outside of North Dakota. So when it's not windy in North Dakota, there are 40 other states capable of producing wind. And all of those states have wind turbines, wind farms in them, sending energy to the grid as well. So if it's not windy here, wind energy is still a vital part of a transmission grid.
And sorry, Bob, you want to add something to that?
Scott, I was just going to add, Tammy's point is years ago under federal law, what happened was used to be that MDU had MDU transmission lines that provided MDU power to MDU customers. And under the Federal Power Act years ago, what has happened is our grid system has evolved to the point where and it makes good sense, because when MDU's power plant had to get shut down to do maintenance work, well, should they have a second redundant power plant? No. So what happened is our power system evolved where MDU would consult with XL, would consult with Basin. And so the system evolved to the point where it's an integrated system managed by these two entities that we talked about last week, the RTOs, the Southwest Power Pool, and the Midwest Independent System Operator. And so that's how that system has evolved, where if you've got a wind plant in Iowa, it's feeding into the system, providing power, even though the wind is not blowing in Wilton.
So, and because of I've heard this before, too, that, what you just described, that system where the power all comes into wind, mm-hmm. and then serves where the needs are, could be fed without the benefit of North Dakota wind. But the people that would lose would be people who are right now receiving benefits from that in the way of, fees for allowing wind towers on their land, right? In other words, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be feeding this system, and that power is going to be there. And what you get with North Dakota wind farms and this grid is a win-win, correct?
That's right. The point they're making is that if we drive wind investment out of North Dakota for whatever reason, we don't like it, we've had enough, whatever the reason is, we drive that wind power into a different state in the hope of protecting North Dakota coal or something like that, then that investment's going to go to Iowa or South Dakota or Minnesota and still feed electricity power into the grid and into the market. So, it's a lose-lose when we go that way. We lose the investment, we lose the jobs, we lose the long-term economic benefit that wind brings to many of our rural counties in North Dakota.
If you have questions or comments for either of these guests, we're talking about the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions that are at the legislature making the case on these issues. We're talking today about, okay, the cost is lower. Why is it lower? How does wind contribute to that? And interesting, I'm learning a lot, so it's kind of an interesting conversation. Okay, we talked earlier about utility bills being lower, and Tammy, I believe you said it's the energy mix that allows that. Is there anything else from wind energy that helps keep the utility bills lower?
Sure. Keep in mind that when energy heads into a grid, the greatest contribution is a reliable, diverse electricity mix is the ability to produce energy. Wind produces energy with no fuel cost or fuel risk attached to it, keeping it at a minimum in comparison. And wind makes the power system more resilient and reduces fuel costs and risk for North Dakotans, for North Dakota families, American families, and businesses with a contribution of that energy portfolio mix. We talk about that a lot, that all of the above energy policy is what makes North Dakota strong. It's what makes our utility bills less. And what I love about wind is we can borrow a term from the oil industry. We send electricity downstream. We export 70% of all of our electricity from North Dakota into other parts of the country.
Debate last session, and that you hear from time to time, is that the increase in wind is, as well as natural gas to a certain extent, have made the coal industry more unstable. And if you don't have the coal industry, you'd obviously lose some of that mix. Bob, do you think is that an argument you still hear that, if we're going to have wind, that we're going to hurt coal? Or have we found a way to the mix that Tammy's talking about, have that not be the case?
Well, I think there's a better understanding from the legislators during the interim, as a result of the interim hearings that took place. I think we had a United States Department of Energy study done in 2017 that reached the conclusion nationwide that the threat that coal faces is really cheap natural gas nationwide and to a lesser extent wind. So I think the legislators have a better understanding that coal's challenge is environmental, natural gas nationwide. Yes, there is some impact to a lesser degree for wind. But then the other thing I think that they're beginning to recognize is the point that we just talked about, which is even if you push wind investment out of North Dakota, that North Dakota coal plant is still going to have to compete with that wind investment in South Dakota or Iowa or Minnesota. So we still have kind of a lose-lose situation. And like we talked last week, our proposal, what we think the smarter thing for North Dakota to do long-term is to how do we sell more of electricity generated in North Dakota to our other states, the other 28 states that that power goes into.
I like that way of thinking. More. It's all of the above. I want them all. I want them all. Lance and Minot, question for our guest. Go ahead.
Well, I don't really have a question. I just want to try to get this out. Wind energy does not make the price of electricity go down in North Dakota. Coal is by far the cheapest. If these things are so good, then we need to just quit subsidizing them, quit giving them tax breaks like they do, and they're just totally inefficient. What your guests are saying is fine, but let's quit giving them corporate welfare. That's what these things are. They make the price of our electricity go up. It's on our bill. It's on everybody's bill.
I think, Lance, you're talking about the production tax credit, which is on its way to being phased out, because I agree with you. I think we've got to get to a point where you don't have subsidies, especially with $20 trillion in debt, but that's happening. Am I wrong, Tammy? Bob, I mean, that's we're phasing that out. We know the data's gone, right?
Well, that's right. Maybe 3 points. The production tax, the caller is right with regard to the production tax credit. That system is coming to an end at the end of this year, number one. Number two, the caller is wrong in terms of the price of electricity, because consistently, and you can go to the MISO website, and go to the Southwest Power Pool website, and consistently, wind is the cheapest power that is put into the market.
Save that third point, if you would, Bob, on the other side of the break. And Lance, you can hang on.
Will do.
Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. It comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You see that truck Todd is driving? Yeah, he's big time. Do they like when you come up to the stoplight? Do people whistle at you and stuff? Do you think they're whistling
at
you?
Not at me, the truck.
They're whistling definitely. At your truck. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Good.
What's in your mind? Powered by Sean Buick GMC.com. So check it. The new 2019s are out. Might have seen a TV commercial where they're all hauling tailgates up the. Up the hill and singing "Na Na Hey Hey Goodbye" because you got to see the new one.
All right, Lance and Minot had a couple of points, and you were in the middle of addressing those before we went to the break. Finish, Bob, if you would.
Yeah, the caller's right in terms of the production tax credit, one. Number two, the caller's wrong in terms of what's the cheapest energy, coal or wind. And you can just go to the MISO or SPP website, and you'll see consistently that wind is the first in the market. And then the third point, as far as the expansion and paying for wind, he's right in this sense, that any new generation that we allow into the grid is a result of requests for proposals from our utility companies. They award those contracts to new developers, and if the developer creates new generation, MISO does an engineering study, SPP does an engineering study, determines what kind of infrastructure improvements need to be made, and those costs are applied to the developer. And so in that regard, the caller's partially right, but that new generation would be paid for, whether it's wind, coal, nuclear, or something else.
Yeah, he started with a concern over the subsidies. And a taxpayer piggybacks on that. It said, if wind energy had to survive without special tax incentives, could it do so? First of all, is the reason it's cheapest because of tax incentives? In other words, will that change when the production tax credit goes away?
The reason that it's cheapest has been because of the production tax credit. That federal tax policy has been in place for a couple of decades, and that has generated the development of wind, the evolution of wind. I agree with that. I may not necessarily agree with the tax policy, but it is the law of the land. Like I said, that tax credit is going away at the end of this year. And the wind developers that I know and have been talking about this, there's no incentive, no interest in trying to pursue the renewal of that production tax credit. And so wind will stand on its own without the federal subsidy in short order. And so the clients that I deal with say quite frankly that they're prepared to compete in the open market without the production tax credit. So short answer to the question, yes, wind will survive without the production tax credit subsidy on the federal level.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate the call. And next one's for you, Tammy, talking about blizzards, extreme heat. Is wind reliable in the extreme weather seasons?
Scott, absolutely, it's reliable. And there's a great story out there. It goes back to 2014 when we first heard of those fancy new words with the first polar vortex. And this weather event created a surge for electricity in the Mid-Atlantic region and the Great Plains. And as it created this surge for electricity, and it skyrocketed as buildings ran their furnaces at full output during this extreme cold. And so it was reduced as the temperatures knocked many conventional power plants offline, in some cases due to fuel supply constraints. However, during this polar vortex, wind turbines kept turning, helping keep the lights on and energy prices in check. As a result, wind saved consumers in the Great Lakes and Mid-Atlantic regions over $1 billion in just 2 days. That's significant cash.
Let's see what this caller from Wilton has to say for our guest, Tammy Ibach. Bob Harms, go ahead.
Yes, I live up by the wind farms and I agree, we need other energy other than coal, and I'm not against the wind towers. The problem I have is the noise that these things make. They keep telling you they're not noisy, they're this and that. I live a half mile away, and there is times I cannot have a conversation in my yard because of the wind. I know it has to do with the temperature and all that, but when I go to sell my place, I've had it up for sale a little while ago, and the first thing they do when they come in there and the wind is blowing and these towers are making noise, I lost a couple sales because of them. You know, it's to me, when we bought the place, they weren't there. Now they're there. And it's an eyesore for me. It's costing me a place where I have not been able to sell the place because of it.
Hang on, if you would, because we only have a minute left. I want to get Bob or Tammy in here. Just talk a little bit about, is what he's describing a common problem, or is this unique to Wilton?
It could be go ahead, Harms, to just a couple of turbines in his area.
Yeah, and I guess my reaction to that is I it may be unique. I do know that every wind farm that I've been involved with, where we've attended PSC hearings, legislative hearings, the wind developer always has to do noise studies and has to design the wind farm so that it meets the noise levels allowed by North Dakota law.
Interesting. All right. Well, there's somebody from Wilton that sees the value in wind energy, just a concern on the noise factor. Appreciate you calling. Heard it before, too, and your description is helpful to have these two answer your question. So thank you very much. I know next week we have a county commissioner. Talk a little bit about the benefits of wind energy from a local, elected leader's perspective. Tammy, Bob, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.
Ron Ness, when we come back, don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join the best team in the West. MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.